Welcome to Soul Nigerian Podcast. Today, we're back with another banger. This is not usually our intro, so everything is an old episode, but this is a new episode. And today, you know, everybody knows every young adult Nigerian.
Even old adults.
Have adults. Unresolved childhood trauma. And today, this is the part one of childhood trauma episode. Well, we don't think I'm making it a series, but because it's that much of a delicate issue.
It's the longest conversation.
But before we go on, we have to first make sure you are subscribed. If you are not subscribed, and you are listening to this episode for free, and make sure you share this episode to your partner, to your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your daddy, your mommy,
your sister,
your brother.
They will like it. We have grandparents listening to this podcast.
And you know that one thing about childhood trauma is that it affects so many people's romantic relationship. That's why you need to send it to your boyfriend. Maybe that's why your boyfriend, they ghost you.
if your partner is ghosting, please, there's no any trauma. It might be trauma, but please run. Are you in a relationship that ghosting
you? You know, like I said, there are so many factors into childhood trauma.
Yeah.
But you guys should just know that you need to rate us 5-star before we go on. Subscribe.
Pause this now. And go and subscribe. It's not fair now. Every week, from time to time, I'm giving you guys sweet content. The only thing you can do to pay us back is subscribe. That's all. I'm not even asking you to just subscribe. It's not even hard.
Exactly. And before we start with our childhood trauma, we first of all have to give you Spotify Q and A. You know the vibes.
Sir.
If you haven't listened to the last episode, I don't know why you haven't listened. On Modern Friends, Less Than Dating Stage. We had so many people love that episode, apparently, because you people are in undefined relationships. Because
now we're seeing the trend for the generation.
Do you understand? So like
situationships.
Timmy says, I did you say yes, sir, at the beginning. I'm sad.
I'm so sorry. I've said it twice today now.
Say it one more time. Send one for Timmy.
Yes, sir. Timmy, yes, sir. I've said it for you now. I've said it 4 times now.
But yeah, enigmatic bombshell, as usual. Enigmatic bombshell, no, they miss. Always in the Q&A. And you guys make sure you do well to drop your 2 cents. You can always tweet at us as usual.
Yeah.
Most of the time, people only tweet at us to harass us for not dropping the episodes.
That's the only thing. When you will not drop contribution, it's only to harass us.
It's only to harass us.
We need the harassment. So we'll ginger.
Because you know, Nigeria is hard.
Things are tough.
You know, we guys maintain our steeze.
Yes.
You guys decompose as we try record. But yeah, like enigmatic bombshell says, it gets some kind closeness way past relationship. Osumo friendship. Relationship. You go to enjoy boyfriend benefits with 0 billions. Yaga. That was in the past, yeah.
Bro, nobody they give anything free again.
you know what's funny about this enigmatic bombshell? Like, I want to read this thing again. This brother typed this.
What do you call it?
He typed it like as if he just the word and say, Omo, he gets some kind closeness. Or more, he pass relationship. Also more friendship. Ojino see relationship. So get you gonna enjoy boyfriend benefit with 0 BDs. Yaga, they kill me. Legit for Yaga.
For him to say this thing, he's enjoying it right now.
That
see
was,
the emojis. He said
that was in the past. Sha.
They enjoy it right now.
If you know,
shout out to you.
If you are currently a friend to anybody named Enigmatic Bombshell. He's not serious about you. Hawa is always there for us, man. Shout out to you, Hawa. She says, oh, man, this episode really hits close to home. That's all I can say on this issue. Let's leave matter for Matthias.
Hey. Hawa.
Hmm.
I see marriage in your life this year.
Leave
the situation. Go and marry. Leave it.
Black sheep, as usual, I said, bruh. I just like things to be clear in a relationship. I don't want to be guessing if we are feeling each other or not. It is hope that kills. It is hope that kills, they say. If a girl tells me she will think about it, then she's not really into me.
This guy stands on business. He doesn't like being in the middle.
No long
not
talk.
Like on defense.
Do you know one thing about what you just said? I'm realizing that irrespective of how you say, oh, I'm standing on business. If she's not into me, let her leave now. You get baby, or more, you go hard for you to let go.
Put you on that well, I'm coming, I'm not ready, I'm and you think, wait.
There's a way, babes just hang you on the fence and you say, you go hang. Wait
for some of your because feelings
sometimes it'll just give you hope. That's yeah. not so you just hold on. But yeah, Black Sheep thinks he's a strong hearted man. If you don't like me, get the fuck. Moving on, Oyindamola says, thank you guys for this episode. I enjoyed every bit of it because I could relate. Been there, period. Done that, period. Never again.
Why they run?
Yes, girl.
See, Oyindamola, you be there again.
You be there.
We never know when one day it just happens.
She said that never again. Don't
we
worry.
Never know when one day it always happens. It just happens.
Oyinda, I give you 3 months. You meet this guy in church.
His name is I'm seeing Tunde. If you see a Tunde, then
just
something
know.
For you.
Just know that you need to avoid a Tunde. Moving on, we have Fiwasola. Fiwasola says this episode too hit close, man. Which guy English with this show? Too hit too close, man. This episode too hit close, man. To accept the L of being played by a woman is hard. Or nothing we will go do at the end. Accept the L and move on.
Nothing we want to make. Take the L in peace.
In relating to what Black Sheep said earlier, like Black Sheep is more of more happens, man. You reject me and I'm gone. But like for some guys, it's hard.
And then like, you start thinking, there's nothing you can do.
You are so like they tell us say more it's hard. But nothing we could do at the end. Just accept the L. Now I'll come to your house.
You see, you won't go fight.
I'll report to your daddy that I'm toasting your inaugury.
Bro.
I'll tell your family. I'll even report to police if I'm
that situation heartbreak is very terrible.
Very, very terrible.
Because you just be seeing all the time you wish they like, I could have pushed up. Especially like there's another babe that was like on your pee.
Yeah.
And you just said, no, I'm not doing this. I'm have someone that is
bro.
I put him on hold.
That one is hard. Yeah, man. This one is by Dami Shin Shang Shin. there's, I don't know how to read the Mandarin, but she, yeah, there's Mandarin.
Okay, if the Chinese person listens to this girl, you're finished.
I'm not being
racist.
But how you want to make I read down? Dami, read down.
Yeah, I know
read down. You do like, see.
Just say Dami, let's go.
Dami Shin Shang Shin. My supposed one night stand became a 2-year relationship.
This is the year.
It was just supposed to be third chop and slide.
2-year relationship.
Now they've been chopping for 2 years.
Yeah, that means that's the this thing. You enjoyed it.
She says, to be fair, we spent over 12 hours talking about everything as strangers and still friends. 10 years later.
Sorry, how old are you first?
10 years later.
How old are you? 1, 2. When did this thing happen? What year?
They know the age.
Yeah, it's too racist for my life.
Oreke Lewa, my surrender baby. Oreke Lewa says, I feel like when you're with someone, you shouldn't feel confused about what you want with them in the long run. You'll be certain what you want to be more than just friends with them. Ricky Lava with the rules.
Shout out to you. I fuck with
that. Ricky Lava, the probably fired husband, man. Shout out to you. You find
God,
that man.
God
will
bless your home.
God will bless your home. Either she has found.
The way she even types, the way she very type, clear. You know, she's a serious person.
She can't pull rules.
She's a serious person.
Ricky Lava, you deserve flowers. Isaac will be in touch. Ricky Lava, Isaac will be in touch. Oyindamola says, another Oyindamola. New listener, I ended up listening to all your 2024 episodes in 2 days. Shout outs to you, baby girl.
You know there's competition now. Somebody has to beat the record holder for last year. Most listens.
Nobody can beat that.
Nobody can beat that. So we'll watch out for this year.
We'll watch out for this year. Spotify QRA. Esther Ayewo says, not me laughing like a lad or like a mad person on the subway.
She's not in Nigeria.
Subway
DCMS now. Subway.
Nobody they call out Subway. Nah, Race Station. For Nigeria, they call out Race Station.
Okay, interesting.
You know, Subway now underground. You know, Subway, they're born for like NYC and all of that.
Where in NYC?
Bronx. What borough? What borough they call out?
Elementary school did you go?
Bronx Public School.
I catch Wayne. Ah, fake life.
Okolawa says, yo, this is relatable.
Yeah,
shout out to all of you guys that dropped that dropped a response. We love you guys so much. So Isaac, back to childhood trauma. What do you think is the major cause of childhood trauma in Nigerians today?
I think in Nigerians today, one of the major causes of childhood trauma should be, physical assault from parents.
Eh?
Yeah, I think that
your parents they physically assault you.
Flogging and physical assault now. But let's say, okay, you know, I mean, they call it discipline in this part of the world, but like, you know, when you actually like hit your child, it's actually a very, like me, if there are some beatings that I collected from my mom that I can still remember, and like they've affected certain parts of my life. Like, for example, for a very significant part of, sorry.
You need to try to be careful. No one snitching.
No, that's not that, but for a very significant part of my life, I was very shy. I'm still very shy because when I was a child, I used to like talk a lot in church. I used to be this and that. But then I can remember one particular time, my mom just came. She saw me. It was like a children's day party or something. She just came. She just saw me talking, and she just gave me beta slap. Bah! Bro, literally since then, I just became very reserved. And like, if you notice outside, like when we go for events and all that, I don't like talking. I don't like, I can be very reserved. And that's one thing that really affected a lot of like young kids or a lot of young adults or even adults. Like Nigerian kids are not really open. Like, so when like your elder is talking, you can't really like, if they're saying, if they're capping, you can't really speak against them because you've been taught that, when your elder is speaking, don't talk back or something like that. You get so yeah. all that thing like is, you know,
it has shaped
the way like Nigerian adults are.
I mean, like I personally, I just think the major cause of like, especially in Nigerians and young Nigerians, is simply just domestic violence. let's not even sugarcoat it. Like, you know, like there's so much physical, emotional, and psychological ways that we went through. Let me take it for an example of like boarding school. You would not understand the level of abuse you went through unless you go to. Unless you experienced a Nigerian secondary school boarding school. I went to three different. So, like, there are some things that when you think back at it that I did in boarding school, that you think that this is a form of abuse that I went through. And it sort of, like, kind of, like, affected and is a way of, like, a childhood trauma for my adult life, you know. And the funny thing is that, like, all of these things often perpetuated by parents and caregivers. Ooh. Do you understand? Like, even in secondary school that time, your papa is going to tell your housemates, I mean, beat him if he doesn't do this thing. So like, it's sort of like a cultural norm, and it's sort of like, it's basically a cultural norm for like Nigerians and young Nigerians. All of us listening can all relate. Standard. Yeah. These things happens and these things happened. Do you get like all those? Do justify the Bible quote of spare the rod and spoil the child. Your papa will be pastor.
But my dad was, that's the thing. My dad was always, my dad never used to hit us. Do you get? Like, he would rather speak to us. And not like my dad never used abusive words or an idiot or something. He would like speak, even as a child, like as a small child, he just believed that you would understand. So he'll come down to your level and speak to you and, okay, this thing you've done is wrong. He'll let you see reason. But like, African parents generally would never. They never explain. If I say, that they want to go somewhere, in Alabama, I'm a Nigerian dad will say, oh, don't go. He won't give anybody reason or anything. Exactly. And if you like try to question him, he'll slap you or something. You get
all those things are just like, it's basically just as African children, everybody just exposed or just directly experiencing a form of violence and neglect. And obviously, like, all those things have long-lasting impacts. Yeah. Even as an adult, you get to your mental health and your overall well-being. Yeah. See, now Isaac is shy. Isaac is CK
now. I've overcome it now.
Overcome us.
Bro, another childhood trauma. I'll speak on that.
Anyways, like, there's so many childhood trauma, like, but, like, are there, like, specific things that were normalized for us as kids? Nigerian kids, too. I think affected a lot of Nigerian adults.
I mean, we're talking about that. It's domestic violence. I remember one time on Twitter, it was a conversation, I think last year or 2 years ago, on whether, because, you know, obviously the way kids are being raised now with like parents of today and the way we were raised, they're totally different. Like, for example, at some point in my secondary school, they stopped flogging. Do you get? And flogging is a major part. in, you know, raising kids in Nigeria. So it was a debate on Twitter on whether people still flog or not, or people should still flog or not.
Yeah.
And I know we've had a we've had a podcast episode on domestic violence in children or in Nigerian homes. So I think flogging has been normalized, like beating your children has been normalized.
Obviously, like corporal punishment is I think it has even reduced in recent years. Like,
yes, that's what I'm saying. Like in the way
but, things have been. But like on, us growing up, everybody knows that corporal punishment, physical discipline was like seen as necessary for Nigerian home. And people don't understand that, like, that's a form of, like, those are like some of the practices that like led to, you know, that led to childhood trauma. Even like when it comes to even another one is suppression of emotions, bro. Do you understand?
You can't speak. Another like parents, another thing that is normalized, like parents, bro. I was listening to an interview and the person who spoke about it was a psychologist.
Yeah.
And she said that she too, as a psychologist too, when her child comes to meet her, oh mommy, I want this thing, she would say no for no reason. She wouldn't tell the child any reason. And then when the child should ask why, she start beating the child, she start shouting at the child. And then she now realized that at some point her daughter stopped coming to meet her to ask her for things, not even for food or anything. Like,
yeah,
daughter stopped confiding in her because she knows that the next reaction is slap. And then so teachers even started complaining that this girl used to be very jovial in school,
yeah,
but now she's very quiet. Like, what's wrong? So he was actually realized that it's because there's a trauma to questioning things, there's a trauma to speaking up. So even when she's sad, she can't tell her mom. Do you get so?
Yeah,
they really taught us to suppress our emotions and be less outspoken.
Me personally, what I think more about this, like suppression of emotions, is this one, this particular one of like suppressing emotions, like that form of childhood trauma. I think it affects adults now, or people that went through that, especially like romantic relationships, in the sense of like even the way you actually like male figures, like not even male and female, like affects everybody. You will not be able to properly, and you'd have difficulties expressing your emotional expression, in the sense of like even your mental health issues, you won't be able to properly like express yourself emotionally. And because of, we were taught to always suppress, like, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Must you cry?
Especially for boys.
Must you cry?
Boys don't cry.
Why are you crying?
Yeah.
Do you understand? Like, among Nigerian parents go see him picking, they cry. Why are you crying?
Why are you crying? Why are you guy? I can't even, like, there's sometimes I would.
She get like, basically just saying, my children should not express vulnerability.
Yeah.
You crying?
I remember times where, like, I would intentionally cry in front of my mom. So she know that this thing that she did really pain me. Bro, she got us a gun with her cooking, like, say, nothing is soft, guy. And I used to do that. Does this person really love me? They'll say it's tough love. But, man, bro.
You just the unbattled play, unlocked.
No, I mean, it's fine. I have a very nice relationship with my parents now, like, really nice.
Yes, now that's, you know the funny thing. It's funny that you say it, because Nigerian parents always think you'd outgrow the childhood trauma, like,
bro,
everything, and you just become their best friend. That's literally what I was having to Isaac.
Like, they'll be expecting you to be. Are there like times where you're beaten that you remember? Like, you remember the picture in your head.
My dad never beat me.
Your mom uncle.
My mom, pancare.
Bro.
Light ones. My mom gave me light ones.
There's one particular one I can't forget. That one is what I really forgot.
Oh, my popsy beat me, but like just once.
No, my dad never hit me. Yeah, but my mom. There's one particular. And this particular one, I remember.
You go no trust for kids.
How old are you, fool? Yeah. my dad, mom used to flog.
My dad never hit me.
My mom used to flog. But my dad never used to flog. And I remember vividly this particular one, because it was the last time my mom ever beat
me. Daddy, you remember him beating?
Bro, this one, guys, on, it'd be like,
there is a moral gun.
No. I don't even, what's that?
What's it call out? Tony stick.
All right, call it Tony stick now. Tony stick, you don't even break my back.
Tony stick, no man.
Don't play. But this one was,
my mother don't stole me a mala before.
I swear,
I dodge out.
Why they go stole you food? This particular one,
yeah, you know, me too. You don't get the kind beating from your friends, they could chase you.
Yeah, now my sister, let me never talk about my sister, bro. No, like, there was a particular one, like, there's some that I know that I fucked up, like, there's one that my dad sent us to go and buy something, me and my sister. So the house they sent us to, we can't go play game. They get game, so me and my sister can only play game. That's how, bro. I had the feeling, once I just heard knock, I had the feeling it was my dad that came to look for what. As the owner of the house was going to open the door, my dad just came inside. Bro, he didn't even say anything. He just collected the thing he sent us to buy. then he said you should meet him at home. And normally it's not my dad that will flog over, it's my mom that will do the flogging.
Yeah.
Guy, we did not go inside. Yeah. Like, we stayed at the gate till 11 p.m.
The annoying thing about that beating, like, if my mom's, if my pops is like vexing or like trying to like beat my mom's, because they their hard salt and pepper.
Bro, and it's always that, like, they attacked him.
They attacked him. Then if they beat one child, or more, the way I go good.
Man, they always ghost. They beat my brother, my sister. They always ghost. I know they're there around.
My boss didn't really beat my sister.
You know, the worst funny thing. The worst beating is when
you was a very stubborn child. So like, I didn't even.
You may go for school. Why you no go stubborn?
But like, adding to that, another normalized thing is authoritative parenting. You know, all of us or most of us, that's why when you see those of now, if you watch TV with your papa, like if your papa feed the couch, can't sit down watch TV with him. As Nigerians, you don't know what God has done for you.
You say you don't know
what you honestly do not know what God has done for you, because that strict authoritarian style of parenting, that's what most of us grow up with.
Yeah, that's what most of us grow up with.
Do you understand? Like, bro, like, if you question your father or your mother's authority,
you are in soup.
Bro. Do you understand? He was discouraged to question them. And then, it just kind of like has left many adults now with like issues relating to like self-esteem, if you think about it.
I'm sorry.
Even decision-making and independence. Yeah, because they are used to that authoritative, you don't question authority.
Sorry, and I'm so sorry to say this. Like, I feel like girls have it worst because they are now conditioned to now look at their husbands in that way. Like, you see a lot of girls, they say, oh, I want a man that is firm. I want a man. So they're not looking for a man that they will have like a
normal human vulnerability.
Do you understand? Or like, normal, like a marriage emotional. That you guys are both making decisions. They want a man that is shouting on them and saying,
and he's firm. He's the one that
makes all the decisions
calls,
and all that. Do you get
makes all the calls.
So it's actually so crazy.
That's another thing, like,
because it shouldn't even be that way.
Yeah, like, it also takes me down back to that next point of like gender roles and expectations.
Mm.
Because growing up, yeah, let's not lie. Those of you that like have multiple siblings, like 5 or 6 siblings, there were chores, there were things that like your brothers would do and your sister
does not do.
Do you understand? And they were mostly,
I think that's one of the things that we should do. Yeah,
it was basically just like gender inequality in a way, like of like internalized stereotypes in African homes. If you think about it in the aspect of, let me even take for example Mina. As I get my own job, I get things where they do like, okay, and there's a way your father will treat you as a boy, and there's some like responsibilities you need to assume as the boy.
As a boy, yeah.
And then there are other things you need to assume as babe, like how they could force babe cook.
Yeah.
You know, like a girl child. What? 13? 13 cooks. Come on, she knows how to go to say, you could say rice, 13 year old. Those like, so all those kind of like little minor things.
Yeah, and then
you as a 12 year old, you not be feeling your lesson. You know, Christ as a baby.
You know, when I see tweets about how they say, oh, firstborn daughters are this, bro, it's actually crazy for them because they grow up without sense of too much responsibility.
Yes, no, because let's not even lie, like, firstborn child of a middle class Nigerian, half of your childhood trauma just comes from being the first child of a middle class Nigerian family. Do you understand? Like, and I don't know if
this would take beatings for what their younger ones did. That's the first one
because you couldn't take responsibility.
Yeah, so you now have to, when you grow up, you now have to feel like, oh, I'm responsible for everybody. Even you bring it to work, when you feel like, oh, you have to take responsibility for people's ills, this one, that one, it's actually so crazy. You guys are first, man. We last kids, man. Like, shout out to us, man. We didn't go to
all that. We last kids.
You.
My mama, they expect.
You're a fool.
Baby, please.
I don't go this surprise, man.
But yeah, like, just adding to that, another thing that people don't even talk about here, academic pressure.
Jesus.
Nigerian homes. African homes, there's one kind of like intense pressure to excel academically. So like, bro, there are situations where your papa will tell you, this one that you got B like this. Are you sure you should be able to be promoted to SS2?
Did you say the person that got A? You tried though, you got B. Niggas, they carry F, they even smile, they do composure on top of the F. You get B. Bro, yeah. Let me butch. I know somebody that came second in his class. Yeah. But in the, you know, they write remark, mm-hmm. teacher remark. They said, "Oh, he talks too much in class." Mm-hmm. Oh, his father beat the hell out of him.
Yeah. So he talks too much in class.
Because he talks too much. His father beat, and he did well in school. Bro, I'm not even capping. Chat. He dipped in his academics till we finished secondary school.
Hmm.
He dipped so bad because, bro, that guy was seeing shit in his house, man.
Bro, like, they would just be... And in that way, like, that academic pressure, you just have, like, a high level of stress, anxiety.
Yes.
Everything you do, you just need to make sure that, like, bro, like, you need to pass your exam. And it's even translated to even your work, office.
Bro.
You understand? Like, you're
feeling so much pressure.
But do you know the funny thing about this academic pressure? I mean, I don't really get time, Sha. And the funny thing I say...
You show.
The thing I say, like, my father was so chilled. Like, my father was kind of like... I think it's my sister wasn't... My firstborn, she wasn't really like, you know,
a book person.
She wasn't really like that great, you know. Yeah, you know what you said about firstborn child. Yeah, you know, she don't really take all the pressure. Well, my dad never really like no pressure. That, do you understand? My dad was always understanding. One thing that my dad did was, you will know your kid's capabilities, even in terms of academic wise, you know. Well, my immediate older sister, middle child, almost that one smart guy. The funny thing is that, like, her smartness can't put pressure on me.
Yeah.
Even when I even got to uni, first, like, you see what your sister finished with. All those kinds of things. Guy. Bro, you ain't doing that course. Wait, your papa, let's not even lie, like, your father knows that, like, deep down, there's some friends that deep down, it's just that my son cannot finish the first class. Let me tell you one short story about me, like, obviously, like, secondary school, I was more of, like, sports related, like, me, I be, okay, socials, sports. Speech and prize give me this, they don't really find me like that. I don't think I know they did back, they play counter, like, you understand? I really don't be bright kid. I wasn't really a bright child, but, like, I had best in geography once. You should remember my shock.
You surprise us.
You shock him. My popsy, they come early for Intersports pass switch and prize.
Because you don't say you go perform for Intersports.
Because you don't say switch and prize. You go just come pick me, because that's when we go. Yeah, you go come late. And so when I wanted to write jam, yeah, like, my professor was like, I know, like, jam, you have to pass 200. My professor started saying things like, you know, there's some things in life is always the second trial. I'm also going to say things like, you know, there's some things that is the second trial that you use to overcome the obstacle.
Wait, are you never ready?
The guy don't believe in me. The thing was, if I'm being real, principal had already come out passing. Me and one of my other guys, we don't feel chemistry mock. We fail out four times. The first time, you know those louver blades, we go tip the question paper. Because I'll be feeling this so much.
Like, we tip the question
for the second mystery. Just my past. Childhood trauma, now why do you talk about that? Because we could not understand. It was almost like they were probably feeling us. Feeling me and that, my guy. So we kept on. So, you know, my principal already threatened my papa, say, like, yeah, my papa already knew. My papa will just come, drop words of affirmation, say, you can do this. I know, I believe in you. I know your abilities, those kind of things. So my papa's on the talk of those kind. You know, there are some, I remember my father literally said, there are some obstacles you overcome in the second trial.
Mm.
The first trial is to observe and know how you overcome it. Mm. I was thinking, just the drop of this guy. So you just pin me, say,
you can prepare for next year.
So my professor was just like that talk. Just say, you don't believe in me, sir, if you do this thing.
I'm going to pin you.
You know what I'm saying?
It makes sense.
It makes sense because I was feeling at that moment. So, like, he knew. My principal don't already call. They talk, say, out of all of us now, only two of us they pick chemistry more. They don't call me and my guy, Papa.
I don't die.
You understand? So my father already kind of like knew my capabilities and like he kind of like understood the kind of child. So he wasn't really like enforcing, like, oh, you must pass it too. If you don't pass it, you'll be useless. All those kind, do you understand? That one was even a bigger motivation than him even like pressuring me to, like, do you understand? And no more, I come up with like 220 something for jam.
Bad boy.
Light one.
First try.
Like,
bad boy.
Light one.
I'm proud of you.
227. Like, I light one. Like,
proud of you. I passed the shot.
Even my classmates, sure. Because I did math, physics, chemistry, English.
But was this enough? what they call it, computer based.
I know old like that. I know you.
Bro,
do you understand? So like academic pressure, like I mean, in that area, like I know, say my papa, my parents try for me. Even academic pressure even come slightly for my mama. My mom was just like kind of like you trip you for not passing. My mom was just like play victim.
No, my mom wasn't like that. It was my dad that used to do.
Yeah, like usually parents that come.
My mom just banter you small. Another thing that we don't. Another thing that is normalized actually is bullying. In secondary schools, especially. So you see how they will tell us, oh, Shebi, they did it to you. When you get there in SS3, you do it to your juniors. So we've actually normalized bullying in Nigerian secondary schools. And bro, it's really affecting us as adults because it's another thing that, I mean, I didn't really experience bullying. I did experience bullying, but I was saying in uni. But I know how it has affected me in real life. Like, for example, now, like, still the same shyness. Like I can't really speak up in certain places.
Isaac is suppressed.
I'm working on it, Sha. I'm working on it. But I mean, I know how bullying really affected me. Bullying between siblings, bro. I can't even lie. Like I won't lie. Like, you probably listen to it, but at some point, even like now, in my adults, you know, in my adulthood or in my young adulthood, I still think of times when me and my brother had issues or he bullied me as a child. And like I still would say I have like 5% resentment towards him, but like, I mean, we're cool now, do you understand? But I know how much him bullying me affected my relationship with a lot of people, do you get? So, like, there are people that all those like born in the office that I don't see certain traces of my brother and them, and I'm like, well, I don't want to be close to this person because I'm seeing certain traces of my bullying them, do you get? But I mean, now I'm like, I've been saying since I said the episode started, I've worked on it and I'm feeling better. So. Yeah,
so you feel like obviously like that's clearly an instance where where you realize the particular behavior you had. Obviously like there's so many instances. I think the one that I realized more for me on the personal level, you don't really get too much of our personal level on this podcast, but I think one that I realized was much more so of accepting responsibilities, like, you know, that pressure. It's sort of like academic pressure, but in this sense, like, kind of like the pressure that I faced, like, growing up was obviously like I'm sort of like firstborn son, like,
yeah,
so like,
so, yeah,
so like I get some minor things because mine was interpolated with gender roles being that I was the only son. Do you understand? So like there are just some things, you know, there are just some little things that I heard growing up, and I just like, I know that, bro, like, make I no lie, my boss, they tell me more. That time when I young, move like a man now. Why are you doing this now? Do like a man. Do you understand? You know you're a man. Why are you doing like this now? So like in that instance for me, obviously like learning all those things, like growing up. Even when I see some of my guys and they just do like dodo, yo, just
sharp.
Do you understand?
Even because, get all of our guys, like, they always tell that since from secondary school.
Like, bro, like, jazz up, like, yeah. So like all those kind of things, I've just like learned to like accept a level of responsibilities and just, you know, like put on a facade of being strong,
you know, yeah, normal, man.
Be stoic and just like, don't, like, no dull, like, yeah. Bro, be sharp, like, yeah. Always be wise, like, yeah. Always be streetwise, yeah. Because you have to be the man. And meanwhile, there's sometimes where like you just have like moments of slowness, lack of emotional, moments of human vulnerability that, you know, comes with being a normal human being. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
But based on say, I dey be a man now. Based on say, I dey be a man now. You are not doing like a man. No. Why are you doing like a woman? This kind of thing. If you know you have, there's some everybody. This one I know you guys can relate. I know you guys can hear that. You probably heard it. Like, shall like that?
Never heard that.
Never heard be a man. They never even tell your brother, say, be a man now. No, move like a man.
No.
If you didn't move,
I feel like, let me tell you something. I feel like you got that because obviously, like, the only boy, do you get? So I feel like your dad just wanted to make sure, like, you were not zesty. You understand? So your dad just wanted you to not
funny things are like
have your sister's traits or something.
Funny thing is that, like, obviously, like, me, I was more so like, I never really like spent time at home. In the estate that we grew up, my boys, so like, I grew up in, so like,
boys, we, yeah.
Do you understand? I know if they go the women wing of my house, that kind of thing, like, shit, yeah. So like, but at the end of the day,
women win.
Any small thing. Maybe say, I never watch her fast. Or I know, damn.
Or you walk slow. You walk slow.
Think like a man now. Like maybe like some kind of cognitive reasoning you're supposed to get. So me at a young die. You understand? My wife is just, as you say, like, you just get away, man, supposed to think. You understand?
It is slow.
And like, if women do things, it's excusable. It's excusable for a woman, you understand? That's kind of like the thinking that I grew up with. Yeah. I can't take away it, huh?
But so, that always strikes me as like a chilled guy when I see him.
He's a chilled guy now. Bro, like, people always love my dad, like, even my cousin.
Yeah,
everybody,
he's a very chilled
guy. Everybody loves, but that one, and obviously, they're bad, you know. You God knows that for don't do sleep. I've done this sluggish or something. So, my own slight childhood trauma, where I know, see, like, I used to lack patience sometimes. I used to not see some people just do.
Yeah, some guys go just slow. You go just slow. Like, bro,
guy, why you dull like this? Like, why you dull all
your? I think I got that one from my brother because my brother went to boarding school too, guys. So, he was always like masculine. Alpha male type niggas, so like when you come home and like I'm being sluggish and all that, he would like your honor even tell you like me now decking at the college, like be shot loud. You get so all those things really messed my mind. So me, when I got to secondary school, I used to tell niggas like, bro, like why you slow? Like I'll be telling my own mates like, yeah, why you
my
slow?
Nigga, why you like?
Or maybe my guy go tell me say maybe one babe jump one kind. I'm like, guy, why you go out, babe? This is all those things really messed my head, man.
So like that's low-key a form of childhood trauma that we don't really like talk about, and it's crazy because there are so many other ways you have to like. I came to that realization. Do you understand? Like myself, you know, I just realized that like, oh, okay, because I came to that realization myself, and I just realized that like, okay, that's literally one of my character traits that it just affects me, like even in my relationship. Like, but kind of times, like if I do the babe, they do too slow things. Like, I just like my babe sharp in the way. Like, I'm just defrustrated, but like, just as excusable. See,
yeah.
But me and my dad, like growing up having sisters, like to get like, you know, those kind of situations where, me and my popsy, they wash car, my sisters don't bath, they do makeup ready for party, and like, also, we could just go back where our own tried and they never see ready.
2 seconds.
And my father from the day agitated. My father see God. They ready at their parties, all those kind of things. So we don't even learn like a level of patience, do you understand? Like, just to be calm. And that's the only like level, just like dealing with women, because like, it's just, women just take time to get ready. Women are just, you know, I feel like in a way, biologically, like they just need time just to be calm up with them and gentle. So those kind of things. But say me, guy, man, like, guy, you know, sharp.
Bro, that thing's real, man. It's too real.
So, like, obviously, like, this episode, we're going to do a part 2 talking about how childhood trauma affects
relationships,
romantic relationships. Yeah. You just talked, this episode was just basically talking about, like, this one was just on
like an intro
on a social, on a wider level, on growing up level.
Yeah.
And this one was even kind of like personal for us. One thing about us, we don't release like that much personal episodes. And we just kind of like were able to use that to just, you know,
vent.
Just not, but yeah,
yeah,
vent.
Yeah,
but still, like, you know, make it relatable and know that, like, you need to find some of your character traits and how it's linked.
Yeah, how it's linked to your trauma.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, next week we'll talk about in our romantic relationship lifestyle. Like, that's.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap for today's episode. See you guys next week.
Yes, sir. Fifth time.
And make sure you guys drop your comments. Always drop your comments.
We can't wait to listen to what you guys have to say about this episode. We know everybody has experienced it, so come on, just, you know. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Much love. Mwah.